this door with the key of knowledge. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of facts. A dimension of clues. A dimension of esoterica. You're moving into a land of both questions and answers. Of dorks and geeks. You've just crossed over into the Trivia Zone. Hey gang, it's episode 300. I made it. You made it. We made it. 300 episodes of trivia, plus another 50 mini episodes. That's almost 10,000 trivia questions. Yeah, I had to do the math twice to be sure. We're still trucking along almost 6 years later. Drop me a note at host@dorkygeekynerdy.com and let me know what your favorite episode was. For this week's episode, I've got Twilight Zone trivia. That venerable classic has had a number of incarnations over the decades, each bringing something new to the series. Since this is a milestone episode, I've got bonus questions for you. That's right, this episode has the oh-so-beloved Freaky Round. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. This is episode 300 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, and let's step through that door. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who is credited with creating the Twilight Zone? Rod Serling. Number 2. In Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, what future Star Trek actor screamed, "There's a man on the wing"? William Shatner. Number 3. Twilight Zone is a frequent target of the Treehouse of Horror episodes on what animated sitcom? The Simpsons. Number 4. The original series was carried on which U.S. network? CBS. Number 5. What Academy Award-winning director helmed the most recent version of The Twilight Zone? Jordan Peele. Number 6. Who took on the same role as William Shatner in the movie version of The Twilight Zone? John Lithgow. Number 7. Before he was taking his sweet time with A Song of Ice and Fire, what writer worked on 7 episodes of the second Twilight Zone series? George R.R. Martin. Number 8. The main melody for the show's theme song is played on what instrument? A guitar. Number 9. The early 2000s version of The Twilight Zone aired on what now defunct network? UPN. Number 10. Of the many objects featured during the opening theme, what's the first? A door. The Geeky Round. Number one, the title of what alien book and the title of the episode does not refer to humanitarian aid, but rather a cookbook. To serve man. Number two, who starred as the henpecked bookworm Henry Bemis in the episode Time Enough at Last? Burgess Meredith. Number three, The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street was written as an allegory for what then-present national paranoia. The Red Scare. Number four, how many different series have carried the name The Twilight Zone? Four different series. Number five, Billy Mummy and Cloris Leachman starred in which Twilight Zone segment that was redone in the movie version? It's a Good Life. Number six, based on an Ambrose Bierce short story, which episode of The Twilight Zone was originally a short French film? An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge. Number seven, in Will the Real Martian Please Stand Up? What happens to the Martian colonists? They're intercepted by Venusians. Number eight, what classic rock band performed the theme music for the 1980s version of the series? The Grateful Dead. Number nine, before composing the scores for The Omen, Alien, and five Star Trek movies, what composer worked on numerous Twilight Zone episodes? Jerry Goldsmith. Number 10. Before starring in All the President's Men and The Natural, what actor played Death in the episode Nothing in the Dark? Robert Redford. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. In what year did the first iteration of The Twilight Zone begin? 1959. Number two, what was the title of the very first episode of The Twilight Zone? Where is everybody? Number three, how many seasons did the original series have? 5 seasons. Number four, two Vietnamese children, along with what actor, died in an accident while filming the Twilight Zone movie? Vic Morrow. Number 5. In Living Doll, what was the name of the toy that said things like, "I hate you," and "I'm going to kill you"? Talkie Tina. Number 6. In 5 Characters in Search of an Exit, what are the 5 characters? They're dolls. Number 7. What future star of Easy Rider and Speed played a neo-Nazi haunted by the ghost of Hitler in the episode He's Alive? Dennis Hopper. Number 8. What horror director helmed 5 episodes of The Twilight Zone in the 80s, including the first 2 episodes? Wes Craven. Number 9. What robot picture gets its name from an Ernest Thayer poem? The Mighty Casey. Number 10. Which Twilight Zone episode featuring Leonard Nimoy shares its name with the season 1 finale of Strange New Worlds? A Quality of Mercy. The Freaky Round. Number 1. The original pilot for the series, The Time Element, ended up airing on what other show? Westinghouse Desilu Playhouse. Number 2. What Romanian-born French composer gave us the iconic theme to The Twilight Zone? Marius Constant. Number 3. According to Serling, what fraction of The Twilight Zone episodes were, quote, "pretty darned good"? 1/3. Another 1/3 he said were passable. The remaining 1/3 were, quote, "dogs." Number 4. Jack Klugman and Jonathan Winters play what game to see who is the best of all time? Pool. Number 5. 6 episodes of season 2 had what cost-cutting measure forced upon their production? They were shot on videotape. If you spot an episode that doesn't look the same, it's one of those 6. Number 6. Cited by Serling as one of his favorite episodes, which episode featured almost no dialogue and had only one actress on screen, Agnes Moorehead? The Invaders. Number 7. After Rod Serling, what actor appeared in the most Twilight Zone episodes? Robert McCord. He played various parts in 32 different episodes. Number 8. Jordan Peele has said what season 1 episode of the series was a large influence on his film, Us. Mirror Image. Number 9. Which season 5 episode features Mardi Gras decorations gone horribly awry? The Masks. Number 10. What 1985 Twilight Zone Christmas-themed segment was based on and shares a title with an Arthur C. Clarke short story? The Star. Did you make it? Did you learn some morals along the way? I loved The Twilight Zone as a kid and as an adult. They were constantly rerunning it. The old sci-fi channel used to have marathons on the weekend, so it was easy to just zone out and watch it for hours. What was your favorite episode of the show? Time Enough at Last is one that will always stick with me. I also blame Living Doll for a number of childhood nightmares. Email me or drop me a note on social media. I'll be back next week with a regularly sized episode and our last for October. Here's a hint. The beginning of what series found the cast of characters crashed on a tropical beach surrounded by aircraft wreckage? It was divisive over its run, but people did tune in every week to see the mystery unfold. See you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 300 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening.